Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhar is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi, and you know what time it is. It's real estate investing time. Yes, where we take the power of investing to the air on the radio, talking about what it takes to be a successful real estate investor. Now, it's a trend. It's a thing. Real estate investing is real, right? It's definitely a thing because we watch it on TV, and whatever we watch on TV, we believe. I'm totally kidding. But it is something that has entered into the brains of many successful business women, businessmen, business owners that I speak with very regularly. And I think it's a really cool conversation to have. And so that's why we made a show out of it. And it's called Think Realty Radio, which is what you're listening to right now. We're going to be on for about an hour. And during this hour, we're going to talk about one of the key elements to your success with real estate investing, which is raising the right capital. And there's a lot to talk about here because you can do it so many ways. You can do it the right way. You can do it the wrong way. And I'm going to bring on my good friend and guest, Sal Buscemi from thecommercialinvestor.com, to help me navigate the waters of what it means to be raising capital for your real estate deals, whether they're large or whether they're small. It doesn't matter. And everybody needs to be able to leverage capital, right? If there's one thing that real estate gives you that many other asset classes, quite frankly, just don't give you, it's the power of leverage, right? You have $10,000. If you have 10,000 bucks, you can invest that capital in the stock market and you'll get $10,000 worth of stock. If you have $10,000 in the real estate market, holy cow. If you're in the right area, $10,000 invested in a piece of real estate will give you a $90,000 to $100,000 asset. That's the power of leverage. You get to control more assets if you do it right. And my guest today understands that very, very clearly. He's a former ex-Goldman Sachs investment banker who's run two institutional real estate private equity funds. And, you know, we're going to talk a lot about the mistakes that investors make when they try to raise money. And who better to talk to than a guy that understands that intimately? Believe me, I understand that intimately too. He's been on the successful side. I've been on the total failing side with raising capital the wrong way. And so I cannot wait to have this conversation. Let's go ahead and bring him on. Sal, you with me?
How are you, Avi? It's a pleasure and a privilege, sir. Thank you for having me on the show. It's great. I'm so excited to talk about raising capital.
Awesome. Let's do it.
That's what we do.
Let's do it. Yes. So I have one question that I need to ask you, and you can be as dramatic as you want with the answer. Keyword here is dramatic. And the question is, Sal, are you in a real estate of mind?
Oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes, I am. I'm in the capital of finance right now in New York City, and I'm in a real estate state of mind, just staring at all the apartment buildings across the street from my office right now. So, yes, I am always in a real estate state of mind, Avi. Always.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I think, you know, for folks in the real estate world, I think it's tough not to be, right? It's like you said, you're in the big city, you're in the Big Apple, and you just see money and you see real estate almost everywhere that you look. And I think that's super cool. Tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do, a little bit about your experience.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have the experience that, you know, a lot of other people would expect on a TV show where they, you know, were broke and then took a pill one night and woke up the next morning rich because they took a real estate pill. My background is kind of more traditional. I started out after college in New York City working at Goldman Sachs. I'm sure people have heard of that firm. And we did a lot of, you know, international deals. We did a lot of domestic deals, and it was the group was called the Real Estate Principal Investment Area. And it was, I learned the business from some of the best and brightest deal makers in the world. And I was able to leverage that pretty quickly, leveraging experience, leveraging relationships, just like we leverage capital for real estate, to start my first hedge fund at the age of 29. I raised $30 million from the New York City hedge fund here. And it was basically like The Big Short, the movie, but we were buying the whole loans. And a lot of people didn't really understand, but the first thing that, you know, we want to do is you want to make sure that you raise the money first before any deal comes around so that you can be prepared for it. So we got into that. We got out of that pretty quickly. And then I moved on to a second fund, which was another distressed or opportunistic fund, which was called Oasis Fractionalized Equity. It was basically for commercial hard money funds that were facing receivership, bankruptcy, regulatory issues, and we would go in and buy those assets for pennies on the dollar. And that was pretty successful too as well. And now we're on our third fund. We're raising about $150 million where we're going to be co-investing alongside very, very wealthy people. And it's a category that maybe your listeners are not familiar with. It's called the family office. And these are people who have at least $100 million net worth. They sold a company. They're very, very, very wealthy, usually generational wealth, and they are all focused on real estate, which is great because I happen to be focused on real estate too. And the easiest asset class in the world to raise money around is, guess what, Avi? It's real estate.
It's real estate.
So, you know, when I come to New York, everybody wants to know, what are the deals? What are we looking at? What's going on? What does the deal flow look like? So we've had a lot of success, and, you know, we like it. I think that the market is turning around right now. I think that there's going to be a little bit of pain, but, you know, we can talk about that a little later on. But more so, I think, you know, people getting into the asset class, before you do anything, you need to know how to raise money. And I think that's where a lot of people just shoot themselves in the foot, is that they need to understand how to wear the right clothes to the party to solicit investment but not seem desperate or shady about it, right? And that's really what we do, is that I'm constantly fundraising. I'm constantly out there raising money. That's my job. And, you know, when the deals come, the deals come. But if you have a deal but you don't have the money lined up, it's very frustrating, and that doesn't work. A lot of people are trained to go out there and find the deals first, where in commercial, you got to actually do it the other way. And that's why it's so important, is that you got to make sure that you have the investors lined up and you know what they want, rather than just, you know, bringing them things that they don't really, you know, wouldn't care to look for. So, you know, that's something I'd like to talk about with you throughout the course of this conversation is,
sure,
you know your investors, find the investors, make sure they're qualified, and tell you a little tips, tricks, and traps to help your listeners move forward with it. So, you know, some of the things that we use at the firm day in and day out here. So it's an exciting business. It's great. Commercial is, you know, it's got extra zeros, but you shouldn't be any more, you shouldn't be scared of it. It just means that, you know, you're dealing with more sophisticated people, people who are more professional, and I like it. That's where I like to hang out. So, you know,
I think it's a great place to hang out.
I've owned at one time probably about 1,000 single family homes through, you know, my first fund and, you know, a lot of the stuff that we were buying, but it was, you know, it's a commercial. People are more interested in building a legacy, and they're more interested in passive income with very stronger credit tenants. And that's why people are much more gravitated towards commercial real estate than asset class, because you have more stable tenants, triple net lease. You know, you have companies that are backing these leases. So that's why very wealthy people like commercial real estate, because you know, your rent check's going to come each month. You don't have to worry about if you have a tenant who might not in one of your homes, for example, if he's going to have a job tomorrow or not. So, you know, people like to insulate the risk as much as they can, and that's why when you talk to investors, you want to make sure you qualify what they like to get into, what have they done before, those types of questions.
And I think talking about the psyche of the wealthy investor, an accredited investor that is very honed in on, this is what I want, prove it to me, and we'll be able to do business. And I can't wait to dive more into the psyche of what that investor is thinking, because you know what, quite frankly, you know it best. Think Realty Nation, we are headed to break. Check out Sal's website at thecommercialpitchbook.com, also thecommercialinvestor.com. He is giving away a free done-for-you real estate deal pitch book to all the listeners today of Think Realty Radio. So again, you're going to go download that at thecommercialpitchbook.com. Got questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. And I'm pretty much everywhere on social at Abhi Golhar. And guess what? If you can't spell my name, Google will autocorrect it for you. Oh, yes, I'm autofill famous. Hashtag sweet. I'm coming right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
If you're serious about building wealth through real estate, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and more, all focused on helping you achieve financial freedom. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Text ONAIR to 797979 for more information or register now at thinkrealty.com.
Open more, close more with 5Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5Arch.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to 5Arch.com.
Ready to buy from the King? Odell Barnes, REO, the foreclosure kings are one of the largest buyers of bank-owned and auction properties across the USA. Odell Barnes, REO helps investors find deals at 30 to 40 cents on the dollar from St. Louis to North Carolina, Alabama to Texas, all across the USA. No matter your investment budget, Odell Barnes, REO has the most properties for sale at the lowest prices. Go to their easy-to-use site and make an offer. Look for them in Baltimore at the Think Realty Conference, odellbarnesreo.com. The key to success in any industry is having a network of skilled professionals who can help you do your job effectively. The American Association of Private Lenders believes that with better resources, you get better results. By visiting the American Association of Private Lenders website, you will find the resources to put more deals together, but better deals. Who doesn't want to improve their bottom line? To find a credible private lending professional, visit AAPLonline.com today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, we're back. It's Avi. We're dialed in. We're talking real estate and raising capital. My guest today is Sal Buscemi from thecommercialinvestor.com. Now, Sal has a tremendous amount of experience in not only raising capital, but then also placing it. He understands how to look at deals, and he understands, most importantly, the psyche of a wealthy real estate investor or even a family office. And before the break, we were talking a little bit about what a family office meant and what the general mindset is of somebody that's looking to invest, not a couple hundred thousand dollars, but a couple million bucks at a time. And I wanted Sal to talk a little bit about what it means for the investor, one, to do that, and what it takes to get there. What is their overall, Sal, what is their overall psyche?
I'll tell you what the psyche is that these guys are looking, they want to collect coupons for a long duration, over a long period of time. So they're not into it to be like a short-term hard money lender or, you know, someone that's partnered with you on a fix or flip. They're looking for something where they can put money into it and know that they're going to have an income stream of passive income coming in that's going to take care of them and all of their children and their grandchildren, the entire family. And this is the way it's been for generations. This is something that's been around since European dynasties, the family office. So to talk to these guys, it usually requires a lot of handholding. You have to have a pedigree. You know, like there's, you know, we were at the Harvard Club yesterday, for example, you know, and I was talking deals and there were a couple family offices there. But for the regular investors out there, I would segment your audience who you're talking to by age, right? So if they're younger, they're going to be a little more aggressive. They're probably going to be like a, you know, fix and flip hard money funder for you, a private lender. The older people, they're scared of running out of their money before they die. And they're looking for what we call longer duration passive income. And those are the people who you're going to pitch your apartment complexes to, your retail, your grocery anchored, pharma anchored retail, office buildings, things that have a long duration with very credit worthy tenants. That's the psyche. That's the mindset. Just going into that, you have to understand that. And that's a good rule of thumb to use. If somebody's 60, 70 years old, he's not looking to make a quick buck. He's looking to put together a legacy for himself so he doesn't outlive, you know, so he doesn't outlive his savings or his second wife and kids. You know, I mean, we have a whole avatar we put together with these guys. And, you know, they're all older and they all want one thing, and that is passive income. And so when you look at these deals, you have to make sure that you're segmenting and qualifying your investors based off of age, not just income, but age. And that's the most important part. These guys, you got to know what their sweet spot is. And their sweet spot is, look, I don't want to outlive, you know, what I have right now. I have probably like, you know, for the regular investor, maybe $1,500,000. These guys are going to be great to come in and partner with you to buy an apartment complex. And they'll be great. They can even, some of these guys are what we call credit angels, and they'll just sign on the loan for you, you know, so you don't want to sign on the commercial loan paperwork, they can do that for you too. But you have to make sure you're going into it knowing what they want. If your spouse, Avi, was allergic to shellfish, you wouldn't bring him or her to an oyster bar, right? And so that's the whole point, that you got to qualify. What are they in already right now? Have they done any real estate before? If they've not done any real estate before, then you're going to do a lot of handholding before you touch gold, because now you have to deal with their financial advisor who doesn't really have an alignment of interest with them, you know, who's scraping fees off their mutual funds and their 401ks every month and the 12b1 fees. So if they've invested in real estate before, meaning not their principal residence, that is a home run for anyone listening to this who's looking to raise money. If you have to go there and you have to talk to people and you have to go through their accountant and their wife and their spouse, just keep in mind that's going to take a little more work. But we do have a trick I'll share with you in a little later about how to handle that.
Yeah,
but you
got
to really
point.
Profile the investors, and that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, I know whenever I speak with super like ultra wealthy individuals and accredited investors, and if one of their comments is, well, you know, I do have an accountant, I do have somebody that I trust with helping me make decisions, then there is a process, like you're saying. There is that piece of, okay, well, instead of now going to you directly, we do also have to bring this person into the conversation, into the fold, identify what the opportunity is, identify what the returns are, et cetera. Does it make sense? Does it not make sense? Does it fit within the investor's portfolio? Here's why. And then the conversation continues. But what are some of the objections that you get from, say, the not the bookkeeper, the accountant, that wealth money manager of some of these folks that are super that are super accredited investors that have over $100 million in net worth? What are some of their reservations about real estate investing? Because, like you said, Sal, they're not scraping; they won't be able to really scrape fees off of it.
Yeah, that's it. So there's no alignment of interest. So
totally.
These guys like to do direct deals. That's what they like. They like direct deals, meaning you and me. They don't want anyone in between, no brokers, nothing. And it's called a negotiated transaction. And so these guys, they're like, this is great. You know, so this is a story that happened yesterday. So we're in the midst of purchasing with another family office, a Class A office building in Miami. Very, very big building. And we're raising $6 million for it. I was talking to one family office. They're bringing in, you know, $3 million. Another one's like, oh, I have a friend, you know, that, you know, another family office, and they all group together, and they'll probably bring in another three because I'm in. And now we're bringing, you know, a fresh $3 million to the table. They just want to see that there's an alignment of interest there. That's all. And that, you know, it's not so much experience, but you're buying it at a very strong basis, a good value. That's what they want to see today. They don't want to buy at the top of the market. You know, there's assets out there in commercial land that are trading, you know, self-storage facilities in Laredo, Texas at a 5 cap, which makes absolutely no sense.
That's terrible.
So you have to know the market, and you have to do your homework to find that you're getting the best value for the deal, because if you ever have to get out of that deal, you got to make sure that you're able to get out of it with your shirt on. And that's where I think a lot of people got into trouble. They overpaid for some stuff recently that got them, you know, in a tight little pinch.
Sal, I can't
even tell
you.
But that's opportunity for guys like us.
Yeah, I can't even tell you how much that's even happening in Atlanta. I'm sure – I mean, it's happening everywhere across the country right now. But, you know, there are folks – I have buddies that will buy apartment complexes kind of, you know, maybe within 20 minutes – maybe not 20 minutes, maybe like 10, 15 minutes driving of Atlanta Hartsfield Jackson. I live in Atlanta. And they're paying like a 6.5 cap, like 5.25, 5.5. I'm like, are you out of your mind? Like, what are you doing with your life? Like, that is such a bad idea. And then, you know, they get into the deal and they're like, oh, crap, you know, we have all this deferred maintenance now. I'm like, yeah, come on, genius. You should have thought a little bit more about this. But we are headed to a break. What's the best way that our listeners can get in touch with you? One, get the pitch book that we were talking about a little bit beforehand, and then of course get in touch with you directly. What's the best way folks can get in touch with you?
You know, the best way for people to get in touch with me directly is to join our go to the Facebook group, facebook.com/thecommercialinvestor, and I'm on there answering some questions and stuff. So there's a lot of I have some rants that I put up there, some videos, so it's really cool. And you know, they can interact with me on the Facebook page. That's facebook.com/thecommercialinvestor.
Awesome. And I would say do it, right? Like there are very little times when you have folks that will come into your life or come onto the radio and present this much amount of experience in only one thing. In this case, raising capital. You have the pedigree and you understand what's going on. And if you're listening and you're thinking to yourself, well, you know, gee whiz, I want to learn how to invest in larger projects. And most importantly, I might have a project of my own that I need capital for. Then you're absolutely, one, listening to the perfect show, which is Think Realty Radio. And then number two, you can't just listen to stuff. You have to take action. That's like reading the same book over and over and over and over and over again, right? You might have the knowledge, but then now you have to go out and execute. Execute. Get in touch with Sal and his team. TheCommercialInvestor.com. They also have a Facebook group, as Sal just mentioned. And if you have questions for me, which I know you do, just not only because I've like the smoothest voice on radio right now. That's right. I'm calling it out. Smoothest voice on radio is Abhi Golhar. Head on over to thinkrealty.com, or you know what? Find me pretty much anywhere online at Abhi Golhar as well. So I'm here answering your questions. By the way, remember to pick up a copy of the Think Realty magazine at your local Barnes & Noble. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services, or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, it's Avi, and guess what? I'm back. That's right. And we're talking about raising capital, finding investors, working with family offices, and entering this capital raising world, especially if you have a real estate deal right now, right? This might have just caught you at the right time. Head on over to thecommercialinvestor.com. My buddy Sal Buscemi has a world of experience when it comes to raising capital, is currently already doing deals, obviously, and we've been having an awesome conversation about the capital piece. So far, we've talked about why these investors, why these ultra-rich, your accredited investors want to leave a legacy behind. One, so the types of deals they're looking for. Two, how to kind of move and groove and shake with their financial advisors, because of course, the financial advisors don't necessarily have an alignment of interests with you, because one, they can't earn fees off of a real estate deal, so these investors want to work with you directly. And Sal, we also talked about the psyche of wealthy investors. So Sal, let's talk about the power of passive income for these folks, right? We talk about leaving a legacy. What else does the power of passive income mean for somebody like this that wants to invest capital?
It allows them a lifestyle, right? But I mean, for most of the listeners, they're like, this is great. It's certainty of retirement, certainty of income coming in off of something, which for all intents and purposes is secured and insured. Your money sitting in your FDIC bank account is not insured. You might think it is, but there's a huge shortfall. There's $2 trillion sitting in money market accounts, and there's only $18 billion to cover any losses against that. So people love real estate, especially commercial real estate, because of the passive income, the certainty of that passive income. And they use that to invest in other deals, and they use that to also build other businesses too as well. But more importantly, they like the passive income because it's taxed at a lower rate too. And that's very important to wealthy people because they're very tax sensitive. You know, you hear all these things, you know, around the election and, you know, offshore funds and all this kind of stuff. That's what wealthy people do. It's not illegal. It happens. And that's what they do. With the smaller investors, the passive income that they like to enjoy is something that they might want to see put into a self-directed IRA so they can continue to build that. But the passive income is the most important part of it. And that's really your edge when you go into these deals, is that you're saying, look, we have an apartment complex. It's 100 units, whatever it is. It's passive income. One person doesn't pay rent. It's not going to blow anything up unless you overpay for the thing like we were talking about before. But it allows very wealthy people to just continue on to build their legacy and continue to build wealth, to be able to put it into things so that they're able to afford still the same lifestyle that they have, or to give to their children so they can start their own businesses. That's really what happens, you know, in these very wealthy families, is that they want to take care of their own, and they will go out of their way to make sure that they're getting into the best deals. So, and they will wait patiently until that time comes. The best thing about working with very wealthy investors is that they're very patient, right? Banks aren't really patient. We don't like really using banks. We have to use them sometimes, but we usually use private capital. And this is a great strategy for someone who's listening to this. They might not have any credit, for example, or whatever it is. You can raise money to buy an apartment complex and just raise the debt. You know, you could have your investors all pool together money into an LLC, and that can be recorded against that property. And that's something we do all the time. And that's something your listeners should look at. You know, they should download the pitch book, of course, first, so they're wearing the right clothes to the party. And we'll talk about that in a second. But, they got to make sure that they understand the deal, and also understand that there's many different ways to leverage that capital that's coming in so that you don't have to use the bank. A lot of these families don't use banks. They use their own money or they partner in. One family will be will hold the mortgage on the property, and the other one will be the equity or something. So, you know, there's many different ways that these deals are done, and you got to be very open-minded about it. And, you know, that's part of the fun that I like, is doing the deal structuring myself. And that requires, you know, you to, you know, have a little understanding of, you know, things like capital structure. But, you know, if you're starting out with something small, like 100 units or less, you know, you just need a few wealthy friends to pool some money together so you can buy that thing. And then you just, you know, they're the bank and they're receiving interest income for, you know, the next 20 years. People love that stuff. They love that. When you tell someone they're going to have a 5, 6, 7% return for the next 20 years, they love that. And that's a very easy sellable part. So when you're talking to these investors, you're going to say, look, you know, this is a long duration investment, passive income that's going to be paying you probably for the rest of your life. it's illiquid. You're going to get money back, but you're not sure when the property sells or is refinanced. However, in the meantime, you're going to be getting paid generously. You're going to be protected, secured, and insured. So if I don't do what I say I'm going to do, you can foreclose on the building. It's as simple as that. I mean, this has been going on for centuries.
Totally,
it's nothing really
sense.
New. I think to some people, though, because they watch too much Home and Garden TV, they think that, you know, every
right.
deal comes out to be, you know, a winner, which is obviously not the case because those people don't pay for their materials anyway. But we both know that.
Yeah,
so,
no,
you know,
it's all that is. All that is really sponsored
stuff at
the end of the day.
They love passive income. And
yes.
if you mention that to them, it's like it lights up a part of their brain. You can see it in their eyes.
So,
really,
so you're telling me that they are more apt to jump for the 6 to 7% return annually every year for the next 20 years because they have a security and consistency. As long as, one, the numbers make sense, and, of course, the asset makes sense as well that's being acquired. Instead of versus going to them and pitching them, hey, we're going to create a hard money fund, and we're going to lend this at, say, 15 to 16%, and we're going to have borrowers put up 4 points. That's significantly riskier to them, even though the returns are significantly higher than the 6 to 7% over 20 years. That's what I'm hearing. Am I understanding
yeah,
that
is.
Correctly?
I wrote the book on that. You know, there's a book I wrote called Making the Yield on how to set up your own hard money fund. But the point is, that's a lot of work. And now you bring another layer of risk into it, which is your borrower. Does he or she know what they're doing? Are they well capitalized to cover any shortfalls that come across, you know, at some point down the future? Are they going to be able to sell the property? Do they know how to do this? Have they done this before? Do they know the market? Are they? So that brings in like a whole different layer of risk.
That's right.
And
if they need
and that's something
example,
where
that's
I think
totally
a lot of investors
example.
Are like, you know what? I'd rather just clip the 6, 7, or 8 and just be
yep.
done with it over a long period of time rather than worrying about, you know, dealing with losses or foreclosures, because foreclosing is expensive.
Oh.
That's like a few thousand dollars
and
right
it takes
there.
Time.
But when you started with these hard money funds, you know, I've done it, and, you know, they've been successful, but it takes a lot of work. I mean, you're constantly on top of your borrowers. You're constantly out there raising money, and then you're constantly putting the money out there. And then some people make some bad decisions because they want to compete. So, you know, one guy might go up to 65%. You're going to go up to 75% because you want to close the deal and show your investors that you actually have good deal flow. So it becomes a catch-22, if you will. And it's also, you know, it's just a lot of work, and it brings in a different layer of risk. Ideally, you're getting compensated for that risk, but, you know, you're not going to see very wealthy people want to go into a hard money fund. They're going to be, like, more interested in, like, clubbing in, if you will, in a passive
yeah.
investment, you know, like a Rite Aid or something like that. They're
yeah,
going to be much more adept to that.
I'm with you 100%. You know, like, the foreclosure process, not only is it expensive, the eviction process, right? The eviction process
yep.
is expensive. The foreclosure process is expensive. It takes time. It takes money. It takes energy and effort. And quite frankly, if I'm looking at protecting my wealth and leaving a legacy, I really don't have any time for that. And am I willing to drop my annual return by a couple percentage points, in this case, say 6 or 7, so I have peace of mind, because that's ultimately that I'm getting here? Yeah, I totally want peace of mind, because I know that at the end of the day, I'm covered, my legacy is covered, and I'm smiling from ear to ear. Think Realty Nation, we're headed to break. Head on over to thecommercialinvestor.com, and Sal and his team are giving away a free done-for-you real estate deal pitch book to all the listeners of today's show. So make sure that you have a copy, that you download your copy. Go to thecommercialpitchbook.com. And I know you're going to have questions for me as well. I love answering your questions. I love engaging with you, because believe me, I love eating the microphone every day. But come on out, shake my hand. I want to shake your hand. Let's grab a cup of coffee. I live in Atlanta. Fly in. It'll be fun. If you can't meet me here, don't worry about it. We have Think Realty events as well, all over the place. So head on over to thinkrealty.com, or just follow me on Instagram, on Twitter, Facebook, whatever, at Abhi Golhar. Don't go anywhere. I am coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Oh.
Open more, close more with 5 Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5 Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5 Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5 Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5arch.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to 5arch.com.
Partner with a professional. SGF Contracting Services provides renovation, rehab, and repair services on single and small multifamily investor properties. At SGF, we partner with licensed, insured, and vetted contractors across the country. If you're looking to become a contractor, partner with SGF, or need a company to manage the renovation and rehab of your investment property, contact SGF Contracting, the team in contracting services. Visit us at sgfcontracting.com. That's sgfcontracting.com.
Attention, real estate investors. Credit Sense would like to invite you to join us at the Think Realty Expo in Baltimore this April 14th. Enjoy lunch with us as our CEO and chief strategist, Merrill Chandler, shares how the recent loosening of the Dodd-Frank regulations can put hundreds of thousands of dollars of business capital into your real estate strategies. Find out what you can do to qualify for the flood of business lines of credit that lenders can finally release in this new regulatory environment. Credit Sense makes fundability your new favorite effort.
Ready to buy from the King? Odell Barnes, REO, the foreclosure kings are one of the largest buyers of bank-owned and auction properties across the USA. Odell Barnes, REO helps investors find deals at 30 to 40 cents on the dollar from St. Louis to North Carolina, Alabama to Texas, all across the USA. No matter your investment budget, Odell Barnes, REO has the most properties for sale at the lowest prices. Go to their easy-to-use site and make an offer. Look for them in Baltimore at the Think Realty Conference, odellbarnesreo.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhawk.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi, and guess what? It is the last 10 minutes of the show where Sal and I put on our speed speaking abilities on show for y'all because it's going to get crazy in here. Essentially, I've been practicing daily for the last maybe 3 years on how to speak at three times the normal human processing rate. And so, no, I'm totally kidding. Sal, let's get right to it, man. So far, we've talked about a lot of things the raising capital piece, the psyche of a wealthy investor, the power of passive income for these folks. We even talked about really the difference between them saying yes to a 6 to 7% yield on an annual versus that potentially riskier 14 to 15% return every year. Let's jump into kind of the basics. You know, how do you find these investors? What are some of the things that I need to know about these investors before pitching the deal? And then number three, of course, what are some tips of the trade? So let's start off with the first one.
Yeah.
How do you find these investors to begin with? Because not all of us have the pedigree that you have, you know, former Goldman Sachs. You're a regular at the Harvard Club in New York. I mean, that doesn't, you know, I mean, come
no,
on,
I
right?
Like it's, yeah. So, I mean, what the best way to do it and what I've done in the past is, I used to sit on organizational boards. Very wealthy people like to, their wives like to sit on boards. So I used to sit on the board of the YMCA of New York a long time ago. And I met a lot of wealthy family offices. It was the, I was helping them build, it was a capital campaign for the YMCA to build the Chinatown YMCA. And there were very wealthy Chinese businessmen who were on the board because they were from Chinatown and they wanted to give back. So when you go to these types of like passion projects, I call them, or certain foundations or, you know, things where you can volunteer your time, that's the quickest and easiest way to get in there. A lot of wealthy people do this. They give money to these causes because they feel, they're emotionally attached to them, which is great. But that's a great way for you to go in there and talk to these investors. The other thing, too, is that I've also found I found a lot of investors actually coming from, you're not going to believe this, but actually coming from people who were referrals from other, you know, wealthy people. Referrals are very important, too, which is great. Another thing that I've done is I've given, like, lunches to people where we talk about some of the deals and what we do. And I just lead in and I say, hey, my name is Sal Buscemi. We run a boutique real estate investment bank. We provide to our investors legacy types of, investment opportunities for them to be able to receive passive income for themselves and their heirs. Is this something that you're interested in? And they're going to, you know, I'm not going to go too specific. I'm not talking about markets or anything like that. And then just find out who raises their hand, and about 99% of them will raise their hand. The other 1% is probably doing something like Bitcoin or whatever. So when you talk to these guys, you want to go locally. You can go to your churches. The golf clubs are a great place. I don't play golf that well, but, you know, I've been in the clubhouse many times talking to people. And you make it conversational, Avi. You're not asking for someone's hand in marriage. You make it conversational, like what we're having right now. You know, like I was telling you at the break, we're talking about this Coral Gables office building. We're very conversational. You know, they'll be like, wow, that sounds great. How can I get it? You know, and be evangelical about it. Like, this is your passion. We have a great opportunity that we're, you know, working on right now with a few other people. And just keep the conversation going. I think too many people, like, they'll find a deal and then they run around like a chicken with its head cut off, trying to find an investor, and they come across looking desperate, unsophisticated, and needy, and maybe kind of flaky too, or uncredible. And so you got to have it like just a conversation with people. And, you know, don't be afraid to like post things on your Facebook wall and say, hey, you know, this is, you know, one of the deals we're looking at right now. You know, this is, you know, some of the opportunities we're looking at, or, you know, have some things readily available, but be evangelical about it. You know, just talk about it all the time. And then that's going to give you the credibility you need. As far as when the time comes to call the capital, it'll be a lot easier and people will be doing the Pied Piper march, you know, to you with their checkbook because you have warmed them up and you're not asking for marriage on the first date, right? You're not being creepy. And I think a lot of people, they just get, you know, they don't know what they're doing, so they come across as desperate, and that can come across as being kind of creepy. So you got to make sure that you measure that. The foundations and, like, you know, sitting on boards, nonprofit boards, are the best way for someone starting out to get started. And it could start with your church. It could. There's many ways for you to do that. But you know, when you get to these opportunities and you're talking to these people, I got to urge you, just be conversational about it. Don't get all worked up. Don't get nervous. Be conversational like you were talking about the game yesterday. That's it.
Gotcha. So conversation, the more conversational, the better. And I really like that because I think at the end of the day, if you're always in pitch mode, right? It's like, hey, Sal, man, hey, dude, I have such an awesome hot deal for you. You're going to be like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm going to go to the gym, work out, and then we'll try this conversation in like 3 months from now. And that's what happens, right? They'll just I mean, I have no problem doing that with like a wholesaler that brings me a deal. I'm like, you're doing a terrible job. I'm going to let you know about it. And then let's talk again next year. Right? It could be like, you know, February. Because it's the mental capacity that you just don't have to tolerate. But if it's more conversational and you're adding value to me, not only saying, hey, we have a deal, but you know what? This is really cool. And what are you doing? What are you up to these days? Start there, because you care about your fellow person. You care about your fellow man, your fellow woman, and get to know who they are. And I love the idea of joining organizational boards, nonprofit boards, because that's the passion project. And they're talking about the passion. You're not going to approach them right then and there and say, hey, man, I have a deal, right? That's a terrible idea. So what are some of the tips of the trade, tips and tricks of the trade that you've noticed that you and your partners have utilized to get some investors to say yes to you and your deals?
This is a filthy, dirty trick. So you're probably going to want to edit this out, but I'll tell you right now. No, I'm kidding.
You have 30 seconds, and then we have to end the show. You got 30 seconds. I want to hear this trick.
Okay, what you want to do is you want to go out of your way to grease the skids as much as possible. And so when I talk to a new investor, I ask them if they have a self-directed IRA. If they don't, I actually have someone in my office who acts as the concierge that will help them transfer and do all the nasty paperwork that you have to do to transfer these funds from like a Fidelity or a Vanguard over to a self-directed IRA custodian. Because once that money leaves and it goes into a self-directed IRA, that is your money to call on. That money's not going to get invested anywhere else. It's not going back to where it came from. So you make it easy for them by providing a concierge service of like, I even print out the forms and I hit the little stickers that say sign here and I put it there, and then I mail it to them in USPS priority mail 2-day, which is like $7. Yep. And then it gives me an excuse to call them again and say, hey, did you get the package, Avi? This is going to take some time, so I want to make sure if you have any questions, you know, I can help you walk through it. And all you're doing is just printing things out and putting it in an envelope with a nice letter, and then you send it off to them. And then they'll be like, wow, this guy's professional. He knows what he's doing. This is great. And when it comes time for the investment, that money's already sitting there for you. It's like you're building a private bank. It's amazing. And you'd be surprised how many people have never heard of a self-directed IRA. But that's one of those things that you can be evangelical about and start having conversations with people about and say, yeah, a lot of our investors use tax advantage, tax advantage fund savings in their retirement 401k. And that's how, you know, a lot of them are able to invest in our deals, because the majority of American savings is in their 401k. And somebody has a 401k laying around somewhere from an old job or something that they want to roll into something, and they're like, this would be great, but they don't know how to do it. So they're relying on your leadership to provide that concierge to grease the skids. But once that money's there, it's like the Roach Motel. It's not coming back. They're not going to move it back to Fidelity. It's sitting there because they don't have the time to do it because they're so busy themselves. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. And I think that's an awesome tip, right? Like, be the concierge. Go above and beyond, help them with the paperwork, help them select the type of deals or present the deal, and then they'll select it, and then help them get through the custodian piece, because there are a lot of self-directed IRA custodians out there. Give them the top 3, 4, 5 that you feel make sense, and then have them make the selection, and then just be there every step of the way. Sal, I appreciate you coming on the air with me today. It's been a fun time talking about raising capital, my friend.
Thank you. Hey, I'm here to talk. And conversational all the time, Avi. I'm here for you. Thank you very much for the privilege of letting me talk to your people. I really, really do value that.
Absolutely. Think Realty Nation. Head on over to thecommercialinvestor.com. Remember to pick up your done-for-you real estate deal pitch book. It's super important that you do that at thecommercialpitchbook.com. Got questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. I'm always around. I'm always here for you as well. So get in touch. If you want to read as well, I like to read on my off time whenever I'm, you know, driving. No, don't do that. But I would drive to Barnes & Noble, pick up a copy of Think Realty Magazine, and then read it when you have just a few minutes. I write for it as well, so it's a lot of fun. And I'm always everywhere on social. So hit me up at Avi Goldhar. I'm not going anywhere. Until tomorrow, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24-7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609. Or at biztalkradio.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
BizTalk Radio,